WDW Memories Podcast, Memory 242, Watching Illuminations, Reflections of Earth. Put those headphones on and join me now for another of my Walt Disney World memories, brought to you in immersive binaural sound, as we make new friends and experience the power of togetherness while watching the best fireworks show in all of Walt Disney World. Today's memory is made possible by the recurring supporters. These are listeners like you that are helping to ensure that we can continue to produce high-quality family entertainment as we've been doing since 2006. As a thank you for their generosity, these supporters receive gifts from me like ad-free and early access to episodes. If you would like to find out how to join the recurring supporters for as little as $1 a month, visit our website at www.memories.net/support. You can now become a supporter directly through Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Patreon, as well as many other ways. I hope you can agree that the work we have put into the show is worth it and would consider a small support donation. Again, to find out how you can help, go to www.memories.net/support.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Now sit back, relax, close your eyes, and come with me as we relive that Walt Disney World magic. Well, hello and welcome to the WDW Memories Podcast, where together we relive that Walt Disney World magic. My name's Lou, and I'll once again be your host on this magical adventure. Looking at the calendar, we would have been about 2 weeks away from heading to Walt Disney World. Instead, we're now looking at a trip to Vermont in the fall to enjoy the outdoors and do some hiking and leaf peeping. And this is going to be our vacation for this year, I think. Then, hopefully in the spring, we'll make our way to Walt Disney World for that magical trip we were hoping to have. Until then, though, we'll slip back into the parks through memories like the one we have today. In today's memory, we'll continue our day from September of 2016. As you'll remember, we began our day in the Magic Kingdom and are now finishing up our day in Epcot after park hopping over in the mid-afternoon. We've been joined today by my extended family and are picking up our memory after riding the Grand Fiesta Tour starring the Three Caballeros in the Mexico Pavilion. We've hopped off the boat and gathered up our children and belongings as requested and quickly made our way out of the building as the fireworks have already begun. You'll hear us emerge from the building and the music builds around us. You can feel a blast of heat from the fire barge in the center of the lagoon as great balls of fire billow into the sky. We'll make our way up towards the railing just beside this shop that sells authentic Mexican items, and the kids actually get to find a space along the railings. In the process, we'll meet a wonderful little lady who shares some of her space with us so that we can see the fireworks as well. Our view ends up being a great spot, slightly sheltered from above though, but pretty unobstructed. You can hear the crowd around us ooh and ah at the colors. We'll all applaud enthusiastically at the end of each movement, and when the countries launch their big arching rockets towards the middle, we'll discover we're sitting mere feet from one of those launch tubes, and you'll hear an audible gasp and laughter as everyone around us collectively jumps back. At the end of the fireworks, I end up having a nice little conversation with that little lady who shared her space with us. These are the interactions that make visiting the park so much fun and make it an experience that unites and draws crowds together. These are the things that make fireworks in Walt Disney World better than fireworks anywhere else. And in what other scenario would an audio podcast of fireworks shows be a favorite thing for people to want to listen to? Only in a Disney podcast. Before we jump into today's memory, I want to remind you to come visit me on my wdw-memories.net website. You can find show notes with pictures as well as links to watch us on YouTube or see photos on Google and Instagram and follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Pinterest. Also, if you like what you're hearing and you want to say thank you, you can find links to Buy Me a Coffee, support our binaural microphone replacement GoFundMe campaign, or become a recurring patron supporter, where for as little as $1 a month, I'll give you access to ad-free memories to as my thank you gift to you. Finally, we're up to 168 ratings on Apple Podcasts. Thank you to all of you for your ratings and reviews. If you'd like to leave a review or maybe hear it on the podcast, make sure you head over to Apple Podcasts and leave your feedback. Those reviews have helped the show be found by more subscribers. Plus, they give more potential new listeners an idea of how great this podcast is. Oh, and while you're listening today, maybe take a moment and help me spread the word and share that you're listening and loving this memory. Tell a friend, post on social media. Just think, maybe that virtual escape to Walt Disney World is just what someone you know or love needs to get through these stressful times. Help me spread some of that Disney magic. Today's memory is in binaural once again, so I'd suggest putting on those headphones to fully immerse yourself in the memory. Now join my family on our two-day trip to Walt Disney World, brought to you in immersive binaural sound, as we celebrate the future and watch the fireworks show like no other in Walt Disney World.
Not up there, not on the right. Go to the left. Sit in front of Susie. See from this angle.
Stand behind me. Oh no, no.
Can you kind of see?
Yeah.
Oh, you're okay. Can you see? You okay? Good.
This is the fourth night that I came here to see this friend. I've been here for 2 weeks. We came 2 times. This is the third time. It rained. I said, forget about it.
I'm with you. This is my favorite fireworks of all of the parks.
Well, it's the most amusing one for grown-ups.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the light of the countries, and they're bringing the tide all together. It's really very beautiful.
This is different. Years ago, it was better. They would show people's faces in the earth.
It's coming, I think. In just a minute, you'll see them. Yeah. I think this is when it switches over to people's faces.
Oh, okay. Oh, they can
You still couldn't see? Over yet.
Yeah.
Oh no, there's still one more. They're gonna do the flames and then some more fireworks again.
Push up.
Yeah, there's like three movements.
Have you seen this before?
Many times. I used to work here in Orlando, and I would I'd have an evening off, and I'd come over here and watch the fireworks, get something to eat at the countries. Nice to have an expense account when you can do that sort of thing.
Well, when you work here, it's okay because you get discount. Yeah. We got the dining room.
Oh yeah.
I just flew over from Canada. Animal Kingdom.
Oh, yeah.
Pan Harbor.
Just to do this.
Just to watch this.
They've been doing this show since 1999. This is their millennium show that when they choreographed it originally.
Oh wow!
There's rumors they're gonna change it.
What are you gonna put? Something else?
Something new, bigger and better. I don't know how you top it.
Well, you know what? Maybe they'll do two at the same time.
There you go.
I'll tell you though, they gotta change it because they have to write the board.
Yeah. But I mean, you look around you. This is a quiet day at Epcot. I don't think people are bored of it.
Well, not really, because my son is a Disney freak.
Yeah.
And he comes over and over and over. He says, there's no place in the world. He says, just think of it, your package plan. You get your buses and this and that. Where are you going to go for $100 a day?
Not for that kind of entertainment value, but it's a wonderful thing to be able to come do on an occasion.
I say, they do it every year. My son does it every freaking year. But I opt out a couple of years. Because I said, I just can't do it. I have to rent this.
Yeah.
So the
there's another extra cost.
I said, I can't do it.
Not worth it.
That's pretty big.
That's beautiful. Well, enjoy your evening.
Thank you.
God bless. That's closed.
Say bye right into that.
Bye.
Good job.